We are right at the 45-yard line on the north side of the midfield stripe here at the Rock Pile. The people here at Plymouth always take good care of us. Rockies in their regular red jerseys. They have white numbers. They have a white P on either side of their red helmets, and they have white pants. Warsaw in the road white jerseys, orange numbers with black pants and black helmets. The helmets have a white stripe from front to back. And this week, because they've won a second game, they've added white numbers to the right side of each helmet. So it'll be Mason Smythe, the hero of last week. He kicked two field goals in the final 5 minutes of the game to get the Tigers into victory lane. And he will kick off. And he'll be kicking with the wind. And back deep, you have two guys for Plymouth. You have Hollum and Blake Mackey back at the goal line. And you can tell that their expectation is they have no chance to get this kickoff. So they're ready, but they're not that ready. We're ready, though, and we hope that you are, too, on this Labor Day weekend for week three of the high school football season. And we are underway, and it's a high, deep kick. And this one will land over the back of the end zone, back beyond the back line of the end zone for a touchback. And Smythe has put the Rockies at the 20-yard line, and that's where we begin the game. Now, we told you that Will Shepherd is not here. That is true. He is sick. Our intern, Austin Elder, who has been doing our stats for us, is gone for the holiday weekend. So it literally is just me here, so I beg your patience throughout the broadcast this evening, because I'll be doing the stats and both the on-air jobs. First down and 10 Plymouth from their 20. Xander Ramirez stands 4 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Sends a man in motion, hands off to Hollum up the middle. He'll bounce off of one Tiger, bounce off two. He's still going, and they're going to give him 4 yards out to the 24-yard line. Egloff and Pohl on the stop for the Tigers. Second down and 6 coming up for Plymouth. They have two favorite plays they've shown through the first 2 weeks of the season. That play where they hand off to Hollum, and the other where Ramirez keeps it. The third option there is if he gets enough people sucked into the line of scrimmage, he'll try to throw it out wide and make you pay for that. Second down at 6. And this is a quick throw over the middle. They got a man wide open. It is Aiden Blaylock, and he's got a first down out to the 41-yard line. That's a 17-yard gain and a first down for Plymouth. Beautiful pitch and catch right over the middle. Again, the Tigers on the snap jumped up right away. And so that was not the what you want from the Tiger defense. It's a first down for the Rockies. First drive of the game from the 42. And it's a fake handoff and a quick throw to the near side. Blaylock again. Room to run. Blockers 50 to the Tiger 46-yard line. And they'll mark him down there. That's a gain of 12 more yards. And that's another first down for Plymouth. Again, they have the Tigers stacked inside trying to stop the run. And they gave him all the way to the 45. So make that a 13-yard pass play and another first down for Plymouth. And they trailed 35-0 to Columbia City last week. Ramirez staying to the 50. He's going to take it. He's going to get hit from behind the line of scrimmage, and he's going to go down for a loss. That was Isaac Beam who dove in there and blew the play up for a loss of 2. What a play by Beam. He has really gotten off to a great start so far this season. Second down and 12 coming up for the Rockies. Beam and Rosas have been extremely disruptive. And then you throw Gambridge into that mix, and all the more so. Second down. 2 minutes gone, opening quarter. Plymouth with the opening drive of the game. Quick throw to the middle, and it's caught. Caught by Mackey. He's at the 40. He's at the Tiger 35-yard line. That will be a 17-yard gain. It'll be a first down, I think, for Plymouth. Or maybe not. It is. First down. First down, Plymouth. I said 17. It should be 12, so I take that back. So three completed passes in a row here for Ramirez. We told you, they complete a pretty high percentage through two games, 19 out of 30 for 206 yards. First down and 10 from the Tiger 35, headed toward the south end of the rock pile. Ramirez sends a man in motion, pitches back to Hollum. He's hit behind the line of scrimmage, gets spun around and thrown down for loss. Back to the 38-yard line. Pulls the one who blew the play up. Rosas and Beam were the one who finished him off. It's a loss of two. So they've been able to throw the ball so far in the game, have not been able to run it that much. Second down and 12. Ball backed up. Well, actually, second down and 13, where they put that ball, is a loss of 3 yards. Ramirez, ball in the near hash mark. Wide side of the field is the left side of the formation. Low snap, Ramirez. Quick throw near side. Got his man again. It's caught inbounds by Lewandowski. He'll go out of bounds at the 29-yard line. That's a gain of 9 yards. It'll be short of the first down by about four. A third down coming up for Plymouth. Four for four for 51 yards so far for Ramirez here on the opening drive. And again, it's all quick stuff. The Tigers are playing off, thinking run first, and Plymouth is throwing the ball, moving it down the field. Third down and four coming up for Plymouth. They have to get the ball to the Tiger 25. Ramirez will send Hollum in motion. He's going to take off to run up the middle. Gets hit. He struggles forward. He's got the first down. Inside the 25 to the 24-yard line. That's a gain of six for the Plymouth quarterback, and that is a first down for the Rockies. Four first downs on this drive, which is covering 56 yards to this point. This is where the Tiger defense, the first two games of the season, has been very effective. 8 minutes left to play, opening quarter. Opening drive of the game, Plymouth started at their 20 after the touchback. Ramirez with Hollum to his right, sends a man in motion. He'll fake the handoff. He'll run up the middle. He ran into his own man. He will struggle back toward the line of scrimmage. He did not make it back to the line of scrimmage. Again, that's Rosas, Beam, and Gabrich. That is right in their neck of the woods. They mark him a yard back to the 25, so it's a loss of one. Second down and 11 coming up. And frankly, Warsaw's done a good job on first down, but Plymouth's been able to execute on second and third downs, and that's why this drive is still going. Now 4.5 minutes old. The wide side of the field is left as Plymouth goes south. Two wideouts stacked on the near side. Hollum to the right of Ramirez. Ramirez back to throw. Here comes the blitz. They're going to get to him, and down he goes. Down he goes. Back at the 24-yard line. That was the blitzing Jet Woodward. And Nathan Rosas on the stop for the Tigers. Back to the 33-yard line. That's a loss of eight on the play. And third down and 19 coming up. Tigers' first sack of the game and their ninth this season. What a play. You could tell that was coming. They did not disguise it very well, and Plymouth just could not stop it. Third down, 19. Plymouth has to get the ball to the 14-yard line. They'll go three wide to the wide side of the field, which is left, one to the short side. And Hollum now standing right next to Ramirez. He'll take the snap. He's going to take off a run. Got hit, got away. Got to the 35, to the 30. Still going. Inside the 25, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the far side. And he's knocked out of bounds. Did he make it? No. They're going to mark him out of bounds at the 1 yard line. Holy cow. A 32 yard run for Ramirez on third down and 19. Wilson saved the touchdown, but the Rockies have first down and goal. Two Tigers had him for what would have been less than a 3 yard gain. Once he beat those two guys, he is too big and too fast. And once he got his legs moving, he was able to get to the outside. 6:05 left to play, opening quarter. Plymouth looking for the lead. Looking for their first lead against Warsaw in almost half a decade. Ramirez from the left hash mark. Snaps it back, takes off running, and dives into the end zone for the touchdown. touchdown Plymouth. 80 yards in 5 minutes and 58 seconds. The final yard, a 1-yard run for Xander Ramirez, and Plymouth leads 6-0. Simple dive play. That was the designated play the whole time. And Plymouth is on the board first. Now, the extra point is coming. This is Carlos Carrillo on the sophomore. Snap is late. The kick is blocked, but it goes through anyway. Inside the far upright and good. 6:02 left to play opening quarter. Plymouth 7, Warsaw nothing. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Plymouth takes the lead 7-0. They go 12 plays and 80 yards and 5:58 on the opening drive to take the lead. And now the Tigers will accept the kickoff, which bounces down the field. It's grabbed by the Tigers. And I believe that was Grady Nolan. It was. Nolan falls on it at the 30-yard line, and Warsaw will take over from there. Again, the Tigers, this is not the ideal start for Warsaw, to say the least. Actually, they'll move the ball back to the 29. And that's where Warsaw will take over first down and 10. Well, let's see if what they practiced on this week will pay off for them here on game night. Quentin Brock under center. Hands off to Zollinger. Breaks a tackle. Breaks another. Bouncing to the outside. 35-40. 45-50 up the sideline. 50 and run into the Plymouth bench. And out of bounds at the 43-yard line of the Rockies. Reed Zollinger got hit right at the line of scrimmage. But he bounced off beautifully so. And Warsaw gets their first down. And it's on a 28-yard gain for Reed Zollinger. Well, that's a terrific start for the Tigers. Now here's first down for the Plymouth 43. Zollinger up the middle again. Stood up at the 43, and he'll get forward to the 41-yard line. Give Reed a couple more yards. Brought down by David Sills. Zollinger again. He's been the leading ball carrier the first 2 weeks of the season. 54 carries for 266 yards after 2 weeks. And second down and 8 coming up for the Tigers from the Plymouth 41. The ball is in the shadows. The right side of the offensive formation is in the shade. The press box casting a shadow on the near sideline between the 25 at one end and the 20 at the other. They're going to pitch it wide to Egoff. He's got blockers in front. Turns the corner 40, 35. Looking to cut back, does. At the 30, and tied the 25-yard line. They're going to mark him out, I think, at about the 23-yard line. It is a gain of 18 yards for Ethan Egoff, and another first down for the Tigers. Beautifully blocked, beautifully executed play by Warsaw. They've got 3 plays and 2 first downs. Down 7-0 with 5:04 left to play here in the opening quarter. Johnston out to the near side. Single coverage. He's the only player out on this side. Nolan tucked in the slot on the left. And they're going to run it up the middle. And this is Zollinger again. He backs his way. Falls over his own man and stays off the ground until he gets 8 yards down to the 15-yard line. Again, the Tigers having good running room against a Plymouth defense that has given up a lot of rushing yards this season. Last year, they gave up 243 a game. Were last in the conference in that category. Last week against Columbia City, 27 carries for 240 yards. 4.5 minutes left to play opening quarter. Plymouth up 7-0. Second down and 2. Brock going to pitch it again. This time, it's Ransbottom. He's got blockers in front. 15, 10 to the brace of the pylon. Touchdown! Touchdown, Tigers! Ransbottom scores for the Warsaw Tigers. We saw him become a big part of the offense a week ago. He's got the Warsaw Tigers on the board, and it's 7-6. Again, beautiful blocking. The inside linebackers and the outside linebackers pinched in, trying to stop the run up the middle. And the Tigers read it beautifully, had the right play called, and executed it fantastically. It is a 15-yard run for Ransbottom. And now to tie the game, here is Mason Smythe. Good Good snap. Spot is down. Smythe boots it up and boots it right down the middle. 4:18 left to play here in the opening quarter. It's Warsaw 7, Plymouth 7. We're back in 60 on news now. Warsaw. Two kickoffs, two touchbacks for Mason Smythe. And Plymouth will once again start from their own 20-yard line in a 7-7 game. Well, the offense for Warsaw struggled the first 2 weeks. They did not struggle in that first drive. They look very, very, very solid. And it's 7-7, and here come the Rockies back on the field. We'll see what defensive adjustments Jake Cowhorn made during that last stoppage. He only had a minute 44 to make adjustments. Warsaw scoring on five plays. They went 71 yards in a minute 44 to tie the game up. And that matched the Plymouth drive that went 12 plays and 80 yards. Plymouth from the 20-yard line again. 4:18 left to play first quarter. We're tied at 7. He will send Blaylock in motion. They're going to fire one high to the near side. It's caught out here by Lewandowski, who will dive forward, and they're going to mark it as a gain of 11, and it will be a first down for Plymouth. That is five completed passes in five attempts for 62 yards for the Rockies, and they have six first downs. Warsaw only allowed six first downs all last week. Again, four wideouts, one back. Hand off to Hollum. He's hit at the line of scrimmage, and he'll go down for a gain of a yard. Again, Rosas in the backfield. Villema and Corbin Johnston were both there. So it's a gain of one, second down, and nine. Hollum now three carries for 2 yards. 3:25 left, opening quarter. That is Warsaw's first touchdown in a first half this season. Ramirez dropping deep to throw, setting up the screen. They've got a man wide open. It's Hollum, 40, 45 near sideline, 50, and pushed into the Plymouth bench right at the midfield stripe. They'll mark him out at the 49 of Warsaw. So that'll be a 19-yard pass and catch and another first down for Plymouth. And they are moving the ball through the air here against the Tigers secondary. And they're really not throwing the ball down the field. It's all quick stuff. Warsaw, at some point, is going to have to start playing up a little tighter, take their chances. 3:06 left to play in the quarter, 7-7. Warsaw Plymouth. They hand off to Hollum. He's hit at the line of scrimmage, and he'll struggle forward for a yard to the 48-yard line. Cole was in on the stop. Heady was there with him. Second down and nine coming up. Again, Plymouth started the year 27-8 winners here over Calumet. Their first win. And over two seasons, they went 0-10 the two previous years. They had lost 21 in a row. Quick throw on the near side, and it's batted down and incomplete. Lewandowski held the ball up trying to fool the officials, but the officials weren't biting. The ball was knocked down beautifully by Isbell, so it's an incomplete pass, and it will be third down and nine coming up. And that's the first incomplete pass of the contest. Ramirez, 6 out of 7 for 81 yards here in the first quarter. Third down and nine coming up. It was a third down and 19 play for Plymouth when they converted on the long run by Ramirez that set up their touchdown a play later. Back to throw Ramirez, blitz coming, hit as he throws, to far side, incomplete. Tristan Wilson for the Tigers was the closest guy there. Beam and Rosas were in the backfield to bother him. It's fourth down, and the Rockies finally are stopped and will have to punt the football. And that's where that tighter coverage helped. And they ran that play to the far side, and when the receiver looked back, all he saw was the sun. Because you could tell right away, he held his arms like, I don't know where it is. And there's a flag down. illegal procedure or flinch against Plymouth. And that'll be the first penalty of our game. It moves the ball back on the Plymouth side of the 50-yard line back to the 47. The punter is Hayden Graham O'Brien. He punted once the first two games. It was a 25-yard punt, and this one straight up the elevator shaft. It's going to land at about the 33-yard line, and it's going to bounce dead at the 32. So that's where Plymouth gives it up, and the Tigers will take over at the 32-yard line in a tie game 7-7 with 2:13 left to play here in our first quarter. Thank you. 7-7 our score. Again, I'm here by myself tonight. Will Shepherd is sick. And Austin Elder is out with the holiday weekend. Brock on the pitch, wide of Isbell and low. And the ball rolled back inside the 30-yard line, and the Tigers were able to fall on it. So that goes as a fumble, but not one lost. It's a loss of three on the play, second down and 13. And they're going to run it wide. And this is a pitch back to Ransbottom. He's got the corner. Breaks a tackle. 40, 45, 50, and out of bounds. Into the Plymouth bench at the midfield stripe. 21 more yards for Lucas Ransbottom at another first down. He had been struggling on defense, trying to guard people outside with his diminutive height. They switched him around, put him as a wing on offense, sent him in motion, and he has become a force for the Warsaw Tigers. They have four first downs. First down, Warsaw. A minute 30 left to play in the quarter in a 7-7 game. Brock, under center, runs it up the middle, Zollinger, and he'll struggle to the 47-yard line. Gain of two on the play, stopped by Chris Johnson.
Brought down by number 70, John Kleindienst.
Second down and eight coming up for the Tigers in a 7-7 game here on the conference opening night against the Plymouth Rockies. From the near hash, Mark White, side of the field is right. And Plymouth jumped off sides. And that's the one the coaches just can't, they lose their minds over, because that's Kleindienst on the penalty. And he's the one lined up right over the center. So that's the second 5-yard penalty walked off against Plymouth. Tigers get the play from the sidelines. They look at their wristbands to figure out what that exactly is. And they'll go to work now on what is second down and three from the Plymouth 42. And it's going to be a pass. Quick one over the middle. They had wide open Isbell. There's that pass we talked about in the pregame show right up the hash marks. But the pass was overthrown by about a foot, or Isbell would have been able to catch it and run all the way to the ice cream shop here at the Blueberry Festival. It's now third down and three. The Tigers this season collectively passing the football are 1-for-6 after that miss. So it's third down and three from the 42. From the near hash mark again. And they'll hand off, and Zollinger's got room to run. Breaks a tackle, breaks another, spins away from a third. Inside the 30, down to the 29-yard line. 13 more yards for Reed Zollinger, and another first down for the Warsaw Tigers. He got the first 4 yards because of the blocking and scheme. He got the rest of it because of his ability to spin, which is something we haven't seen a lot from Reed in his time carrying the football for the Tigers, but it works. 36 seconds left to play in the quarter. Warsaw Plymouth tied at 7. Tigers are marching. Pitch back to right, and this is Isbell, and Isbell gets inside the 30. And he'll go down at the 26-yard line. The Plymouth fans and coaches screaming for a block in the back. And honesty compels me to report, I thought they had a pretty good case for it. Warsaw will not run a play. We've completed one quarter here at the Rock Pile. Warsaw 7, Plymouth 7. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw.